I want to thank the Women's Missionary Society for taking the service last week. Last week, the Rocky Mountain Rangers received the freedom of the city in Prince George, sort of like the keys of the city, which is a unique and historic honor which a regiment receives only once in its lifetime. The Women's Missionary Society was willing to take the service last week to celebrate Mission Awareness Sunday a week early so I could be with the Rocky Mountain Rangers in Prince George. Now, this was an important opportunity for me, not because I'm particularly interested in awards and ceremonies, but the event allowed me to travel up north and provide support for our second company, Company B, which is a group I'm rarely able to meet with. Now, you probably already know that chaplains have a fairly broad job in the Canadian military. The motto of the chaplain branch is that we minister to our own, we facilitate the worship of others, and we care for all. While I was there, I was able to counsel two individuals. I was given time to address the entire regiment, and I was also able to support the spiritual lives of some of the members, which is something I wanted to take just a minute to share with you. Now, as I made my rounds last Friday and Saturday, I was introduced to a number of younger members who recently signed up and were doing their basic training on weekends. Like, these guys were really young. They looked like they hadn't started to shave yet. I was able to meet them, make their acquaintance. One group of these young men were really excited to realize they had a padre, and they grabbed up all the resources I brought for the regiments, the CAF prayers and Bibles. And they asked me if I could read the Bible and pray with them. Now, the weekend was really busy. There was lots of scheduled events, and it might not have happened. I mean, I was leaving the gala dinner Saturday night, going to be home with my family, and that was sort of the end of my time there. And I saw one of these young soldiers and asked if he still wanted me to pray with them. And he said, well, give me 15 minutes. Give me 15 minutes, and I'll go get the others. And before long, there was a group of six or seven young soldiers, all arrayed in their formal military attire, just outside the main doors of the ballroom. They weren't all Christians, but their group had been reading the Bible and praying together during their training, and they wanted me to do this for them. And so we did. We gathered in a small circle together. I read a couple of verses from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Then we all held hands, and I prayed for God's strength and God's guidance for each one of them. It was interesting. I kind of wondered what everyone else was thinking who saw us outside the ballroom. Why am I sharing this with you? Well, because this is your ministry. Through your support of my role in the Canadian Armed Forces, you are investing in the lives, in the spiritual lives of young men and women. Young men and women who are taking risks simply to be trained as soldiers. I mean, while we were there, we commemorated the death of one young man who had a health emergency while he was on training in Wainwright. He had died, and so we put a plaque up on the cenotaph in Prince George. Well, these young men and women are taking risks simply to be trained, and then they're preparing for greater risks to protect our freedoms and our interests in the rest of the world. This work is challenging. I was exhausted when I came back, but it's an incredible opportunity. And so I just wanted to thank you. Thank you for being part of this.